Brian Meyer, welcome back to our studios and to Press Pass. It's great to see you.
Always a pleasure.
Well, I know that you launched a great interview looking at the ongoing restoration of the Buffalo Central Terminal. You spoke to Marilyn Rogers, the executive director of the restoration of the Central Terminal.
And it all, I think, boils down to one fundamental question. This has been a long vacant national landmark, but the question is, would development of this cavernous structure, 500,000 square feet, be considered pie in the sky? It's, you know, by some estimates, you're talking about a $60 million restoration. I've heard estimates as high as $100 million. And the whole question is, can this really be done, or is it a pipe dream? And there are a lot of folks who know a lot more about these things than I do who say this is going to be a real heavy lift. But Rogers says they have this new development matrix, so to speak. They've sort of borrowed a page from the Richardson-Olmsted complex on the city's west side, and they're now looking at segmenting this big structure basically into three development parcels, hoping to find a couple developers to develop, you know, parcels A and C, you know, for lack of a better term, and then kind of make it holistic in terms of a mecca for arts, for adaptive reuse, for historic preservation, maybe bringing in some artists where some work live space, shops. There's talk about a museum, a culinary school, in a restaurant, etc. So, you know, it's interesting to see. And we did talk to Rogers, and we asked her, you know, how realistic this development matrix is.
Do you think that with this matrix that involves, you know, the three different parcels, that you're going to be able to pull together that kind of money?
Yes, I believe so. I believe so.
A lot of it private?
A lot of it private if we were able to do two tax parcels just in private funding. Put it this way. If we have tax parcel A and tax parcel C in private funding, why not invest in parcel B and get the most historic and most visible space?
But you did kind of press on and asked her about those private interests, and she really was not forthcoming.
Right. Well, she says that, you know, you can't discuss publicly negotiations that are going on privately, that there are confidentiality agreements, there are entities that are currently leasing space, you know, that could, you know, theoretically end up without a tenancy if they made it public. But, you know, she basically said they couldn't talk about interest, but there have been interested parties.
Now, does that strategic plan include hoping that that neighborhood itself will be revitalized, because it's clearly a different contrast to the Elmwood Village neighborhood?
Well, that's the hook. Rogers and others have said, hey, if we spend millions developing this parcel, we can actually help to redevelop that neighborhood. We can bring in new investment. We can do workforce development, and that you kind of lift the whole ship, if you will. Rogers talks about a similar development in Denver, Colorado, and she cites studies saying that, you know, the bang for buck is significant. For every dollar invested in a project in Denver, there were a number of dollars that were returned as it related to reinvestment.
Now, of course, the reason they need millions of dollars is the major repairs, of course, the beautiful restoration work that you can see on the outside, but internally they've done, you know, work repairs, drainage repairs. Did she talk about that and the cost and expense of that?
Well, yeah, and they've been doing a lot of infrastructure. They did the roof work. They're going to be doing solar panels, et cetera. As you've mentioned, the drains, those are things that aren't the, you know, the sexy, aesthetically pleasing kind of things that absolutely have to be done. And that's kind of where they're doing. They're kind of starting at a square one, saying we've got to get these things in order before we, you know, before we move on with the more visible kind of things.
Now, a lot of work and help for this has always been done by the community and volunteers.
Yes.
And I know you caught up with Brian Dadswell, who is serving as director of the volunteers for Central Terminal.
Yeah, and he says that there are actually, in any given year, about 250 active volunteers. And he told me it's not really a hard sell to get people interested.
Typically, when someone walks into the building for the first time, they are just enthralled with the vast size of the building and the fact that we're looking to put this project back into use here on the east side of Buffalo. So the individuals will typically want to partake in some way, shape, or form, whether it be assisting with tours, whether it be working in our gift shop, or whether it be just helping with the cleanup. they enjoy coming back and doing whatever they can to help get the project on track.
It's really amazing that it seems now, it's almost generation building, that more and more volunteers continue to latch on year to year as this project continues on.
Yeah, and there are actually a number of younger volunteers, too, from what I've heard. And, you know, folks are just really interested in railroads or, you know, interested in, you know, the architecture and so forth. And they've been doing a lot of educational outreach. I believe grammar school children have been involved in that, where they've actually brought these students into the cavernous structure and then had them go back and actually draft their own adaptive reuses and then have them bring them back and actually show them during tours with other folks.
But again, no real timeline to see an end to this.
No timeline. Certainly, there's a lot of work to do as it relates to trying to get, you know, developers actually signed on the dotted line. Obviously, there'd have to be some public component, foundations, et cetera, et cetera. But, you know, the supporters of this project say these things do take time. Look at the Richardson-Olmsted complex. Look at a lot of the other things that have gone on, not only in this region, but in other regions, and that, you know, step by step is the way to tackle these kind of gargantuan projects.
Brian Meyer of the Buffalo News, thank you for sharing your In Focus interview with us.
Thank you.
See you next month.
Thank you.